Первый вопрос. Как вы считаете, в какой пропорции мы должны относиться к «я»? Записываем, да? «Я», группа.
«I»,
мужская.
«The group», «group of the men». Well, if I'm a man or a woman, the women's group.
Группа женская или мужская?
The women's group.
Противоположная мне.
Человечество. That is opposite me. Humanity, my family, and the Creator. What is the right proportion in which I have to divide my attention into each of the, well, how to say this, each of these problems that enter my field of vision? What is the right proportion that I have to divide my attention into the Creator, the group of the women, the family, humanity? Did you hear that? Please speak clearly to the microphones, because otherwise the sound drops and it's hard to hear. So, what is most important is to aim for the unity, and try to... I repeat, again, what is the right proportion in which I have to divide my concentration into me, the Creator, the women's group, the men's group, the family, and humanity? What proportion do I have to divide my attention between myself, humanity, the Creator, and the family?
100% везде.
100% to each one of these areas. I need to relate to everything that it all comes from the Creator. But first, I begin with the family. Peace in the family, in the home, is most important. If I don't have that, then that's the most important thing, followed by the group, then the world. It seems to me that in each of the things that we just said, the Creator, the group, the family, and everything, I should start with the smallest and end with the greatest. And the proportion has to be gradual. Me, group, me, family, then the whole world. But with all that, we have to begin with the Creator. So first the Creator, then I, and then end up with the whole world, and then the Creator again. I think that the right proportion can be understood only through the group, meaning that if we take a direction, if we're integrated with the group, then it prepares the right proportion for us, meaning to search for the proportion by integrating in the group. I'll add to that, that we'll be able to discover the Creator in the group. Recently we have this new task, this new mission that was added about inner work within the family. So we'll be able to do it both in the group and in the family. And I think that humanity, in this case, will have to learn about it separately, because all of the light, all of the necessity in our work comes out, pours humanity as a result. So we don't have to divide a special attention to it. It's going to be an outcome of the process. So we're having a sound problem. So hopefully we'll be able to come back to you in a minute. How do I and the group and divinity between us, I and my wife and divinity between us, everything is through the Creator. And in such a case, I guess there is the same proportion. There is always that third element, that third factor. This is how it is for me, at least. Can we have the question again, please? I'll ask the question again. In what proportion should we develop our willingness between I, the Creator, the family, the whole world? It seems to me, and I just had this thought now, that in principle, all of this exists even without me. I get up in the morning, I go to the morning lesson, I join the group. Then a few times a week, I have another opportunity to work with the group. And this is the time that when I work with the group, and also when I'm in this work, working with humanity, and even during my ordinary work, in my relation to everything that is happening, the way in which I relate to things, I'll evoke certain changes by that. In the evening, I come home and I have time in which I can work with the family. And in such a way, throughout the week, the Creator has already built this kind of schedule for me. And the only thing is that from morning to evening, wherever I am, I must not forget about the Creator. And if I will always include the point of contact with the Creator at every moment, this will be a time of work, and if the Creator will be not there, then I won't be able to relate this time to any sort of work. Let each one speak once, anybody who didn't talk yet. I'll try to tell it to you in Russian. It's not simple. It's not my mother tongue. The Creator has to be in the beginning of everything, and then we have to work and to feel the necessity, and unity is very important, and dissemination, unity and the group, and as the friends already said, the family, the wife, and dissemination to the whole of humanity. But what is the right proportion? What is necessary for the animal body to drink, to eat? Necessity. And maybe along with that, there is also, let's call it the self-analysis, the scrutiny, to a certain extent, how to realize that, well, how much time do you devote to the family? That's a question. You have to find some minimal time to do it so that the family won't, you know, fall apart, they won't suffer, or anything of that sort. And of course also with the group. Depends on the group. If the group is strong, maybe you can devote more time to dissemination towards the external audience, but you must not forget about strengthening the group. You certainly have to devote time for that as well. so that the group would be at a good high level and will have the inner force out of which you can disseminate. The wife was given to me as help, and the group and also humanity were given to me as help. By the proportion is actually because without a wife, I cannot advance in a group. Without a group, I cannot have good relations with the wife. So everything depends on the situation. And I have to define the goal and advance towards the goal. I have to combine these questions and always be in such an inner state of being directed, aimed at the goal, as if I have this external turn-off from that. Well, I'll also try to express it somehow. This triangle of me, the creator, and the group, it actually takes our entire time, and we're constantly in this work, and all the things that are a necessity in this world, well, as we were given, you know, through society, work, family, etc., certainly we use all the force that we get there. And this is what we get out of our interaction with the group in our attempt to discover the Creator. Next question. Why should we imagine all of this or depict all of this together? Why should we add to ourselves all of these problems? Me, the family, me, the humanity, me in the women's group, the men's group, and the Creator. Why are we trying to depict all of this together, to mix, mingle all of that, to combine that? That's the question. Well, I was given this, all of this for me. This is the correction. Maybe I can try and say the following. The creature develops. Well, it's a very complex mechanism of development. The shattering of the desire and all the things that we said simply hold everything within them. So, if we enter all of these confusions that we just talked about, and through them we are connected with all of humanity, all the souls, everyone, the family, everything, all of humanity, simply receive the experience and the example that we can then give to humanity. To me it seems like a degree, like a certain level, since it's hard to begin with all of humanity. So let's begin with the family first, then with the group, and later with humanity. Why should we depict this, all of these things together? Why are we mixing, mingling all of these things into one whole? Well, the group, me, the family, humanity, the Creator. Without any single part of these details, my desire is not complete, is not full. If I don't have a family, then I cannot feel that state of birth, of suckling, of concern for the children. And I simply don't understand it. I don't get it. It's just words for me. And I don't understand what happens in the newspapers, in the whole world, in what I see on TV. Of course, doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be in contact with external, ordinary people. I simply take their desires and I work with them. And that's also how it is in the group. If I'm working somewhere and I have a wife and I don't come to the group, then here I have a certain sensation that I'm not whole, not complete. And only if I mix all of these details together, all of these ingredients, then I can come with a desire which is 100%. You can even say the following, briefly, that the final action is in the preceding thought. So the entire correction has to be revealed first and foremost. All the future form, the future path has to exist in the beginning of the action. All kinds of desires were given to me and they greatly evoke me in a powerful manner. And this is the family or the group or humanity. I have something already. But to the extent that I'm become aware by one, I become aware of the other. Each time in my awareness, in my understanding of the importance of the goal, I keep adding to myself each one of these elements. And in such a way, I enter a single unit, a single approach, and I unify everything. Everything that exists around me is my desire. It was created by the Creator. If I start cutting, splitting, it means that I start splitting myself, dividing up myself. It means that already I divide up what was created by the Creator. Therefore, if I unify and combine all of those things, which are as if the way the Creator created me, if I do that, I'll be able to come to the next degree, which is actually the revelation of bestowal. So first and foremost, I have to go through this stage of receiving, or the reception stage, and then reach the stage of bestowal. And all of this is through the environment. The Creator, on purpose, is confusing me, so that I, through these things that are around me, I won't see the other forces, rather I'll see him behind everything. Yes. All that I see around me are my desires, pieces of me. They are just those who seem to be closer to me and more inner circles, more external circles. And bit by bit I increase my force, my masach, my screen, and I'm integrated with everything that is around me. It's hard to add something else, but apparently the world in which we live, the world of correction, there's nothing redundant here, superfluous. And our task is to bring everything into harmony and completeness, and to come and reach the degree of the Creator, the picture of the Creator. When we depict all of this together, it's like an analog system. Well, some sort of state of rest. The moment you put the Creator into the picture, and by describing all of this together, we can see the interaction, really, the interactions and the matching. And reach that state that the Creator created, which is actually rest. Actually, everything comes into one thing, where we all together think about unifying the Creator and the creature. It seems to me the following, that it's all equal, and all of these criteria are something that actually holds us balanced and on the path. maybe actually all of this is really something as well, approximately as a condition, meaning humanity, mead, family, all of this is mixed into one, only so that we would reach that one unity in a state where we're all together as a family. An answer is in the picture. What is the answer? Since this all belongs to the degree of Adam in the development. And we are responsible for it. That is why we need to relate to everything that is included in that definition of Adam. And then comes the question, so why do we have to relate to the group in a particular, special way? The question is not simple. There is a catch in the question. Why is the group something special for me? Beyond the point that with its help and so on, beyond that, why specifically with the help of the group? Why specifically with the help of the group? Let's try the way that Rav said it, that maybe there is another version, that the group for us, well, it's ours, meaning we're as if inside of an experiment where we're all coming into the group and we kind of divide up and discuss it. And in addition, we come and like scientists, we discuss it. And we accumulate additional experience. And this is the force that we can actually get in the group. We can discuss and build a plan and reinforce our work. Why is the group for me something unique? The group is that collection of people where they're playing the same game that there is none else besides him. They create the creator. It's simply that there are people with different qualities. It's simply like a sample of all of humanity, and the higher its unity, the greater its yearning and its brother. And I extract from there the things that bring me closer to the goal. Like in a living organism, in every organ has its function. Similarly here, at the degree of Adam, the group has its function of drawing the upper light in order to correct the world. The environment shapes me. And accordingly, the group is the environment that organizes me, that affects me, and from here stems the importance of the group. And then also, there's me, meaning that there also, if there's no group, then I don't exist either. But if there is a group and there's something wrong in it, then that means that I'm something wrong with me. The group is actually something special for me. It actually is, I am created by it. The group for me is something special because only in the group can I try and annul myself, diminish myself before all the friends that are in the group, because diminishing myself, well, I can't diminish myself anywhere else. If I'll make myself smaller in the group in general, then saying it mildly, you know, mildly, it will create some sort of suspicion towards me. And in the family, well, it's something that is whole. But that group is the instrument whereby when I make myself smaller with respect to it, I can take the sensation and understanding with which I can later turn to all of humanity and work at a new degree. Only the togetherness with the group is how we can reach the right desire. It's very hard, as if you only, you know, you want to say something, you just think something, immediately somebody says your thought. But nonetheless, to add something, some small thing, every morning when we wake up for the morning lesson and interact with the friends in the group, there is still this recipe that was given to us that by which we can get to a shared desire and with which we can later come out to the world. And working with all of these desires in all of these places, in the work, in the family, we process that desire that we manufacture in the group, and so it continues until the next day. If I'll focus on the degree of, on the level of Adam, it means that the nucleus is a man, Adam. If I have a family, then I'll always care for it, and only by that we can reach unity, we can assemble that degree of Adam in reality. I would also like to make, to draw a comparison with the structure of the human body, meaning the group is like the heart, like some sort of an engine that we build all together, and through it we can work with all the other desires, with the work, with the world, sorry, humanity. The group is some sort of a main essential moment, which is the realization of my free choice. And in general, I can perform efforts only within the group. The birth happens within the group. We can turn to the Creator only within the group. The answer. In order to be able to correct all of nature, there is a need for the freedom of choice, meaning some action that comes personally from me. This is what I acquire specifically with those people who have the same possibility to acquire their freedom of choice. We get together in a group so that we will have the possibility to realize, actualize that potential that the freedom of choice gives us. Meaning I have a special attitude, a special relation to the group compared to all the other elements of reality, because we are actually realizing our freedom of choice. With the other parts of creation, there is no other freedom of choice. And in the group, we do acquire that freedom of choice. Next question. Why do we need, or how do we need to relate to all the rest of nature? How is our work summed up in the correction of the still vegetative and animate? How do we correct that? The Creator created a single desire, and in our world it's the entire nature that I'm facing. It's, you know, again, if you look at the diagram, at the drawing, you know, it will come out this way. We have the still. What is happening with the picture? The still. Well, It all looks living to me. Okay, that's the one. So here we have the still, the vegetative, and the animate. Those parts of nature, and all this huge universe, and the earth, and everything beyond humanity. And then humanity is here, in that part that is corrected, so the part that was corrected before us, all the Kabbalists from Adam till us, and the part that cannot correct themselves, the 7 billion people, that we have to approach with some kli already, some instrument, something that by using it we can correct them. And in a group we manifest, express ourselves, meaning we acquire this tool for correction, and later we direct it towards humanity. So in such a way we receive the light through all of the systems that the Kabbalists have already corrected, and through us we connect to ourselves humanity. And how do we correct all of this part, the part of the still vegetative and animate of nature? In order to correct everything, it's all up to us. We have to do all of that. It's all one single shared desire. The malchut of the world of Ensof, a desire created by the Creator. That's all that there is. So how do we create nature? How do we correct the still vegetative and animate? We only correct the human part, and as for the rest, it happens by itself with the human desire. So it's corrected by itself. We only have to correct our part, the human part. Meaning, what is the question? How do I, or how should I relate? Should I relate in a special way to the still vegetative and animate, and how, in order to correct them? We should, according to necessity, meaning what I need for my animal, so I have to consume that from the still vegetative and animate. Well, the truth is that I had the same thought from the same approach towards the world that I received from the group. I come out and I use that in order to help them, etc. So I implement the correct smart consumerism and everything we learned about with respect to humanity. What do you mean by correction? We'll give them an example of how it can be, how everything operates, how everything is interconnected, so that this nature that was harmonious before we started messing with it, well, following the principle of introducing the principle of balanced consumption to the world, and in such a way to correct it. The goal itself and the efforts that we connect to that goal are what obligates us to relate to all the other degrees which are lower than the human degree in the right manner. The degrees of the still vegetative and animate were given to man in order to satisfy his basic needs, in a sense that it reflects everything that is not corrected, everything that exists and is not corrected in the degree of Adam. The moment we realize that the correction in the degree of Adam, at a human level, then it is actually reflected. That correction is reflected in, meaning both the other degrees are also would also correct, will also change. I actually disagree a little bit. I want to continue the one who talked about balanced consumerism. I think that by balanced consumption we can actually bring the world to the correction of the human degree, because there is actually the lack of the correction. And only if we correct the human degree, the human level, then we will be able to reach that balanced consumption. Meaning only by working there. If we will work on the human desire, we would be able to correct the still vegetative and animate. You brought me to the following thought, that it turns out that Adam uses all of these degrees of nature, and the incorrect intention as a result, and you know, not working according to the Creator's intention, and the negative pressure. So as long as Adam is not corrected, well, of course the cow gives milk, and then we make a whole big mess out of it. Somebody is, let's say, poisoned by it, get sick by it, lots of things. When Adam will make the right order in using all of these things, then everything would operate differently, the electrons would spin with a different purpose, and so it would come out that we have a different intention that gives us a higher degree, and this entire system that of the Creator would be different with respect to us. There would be harmony. And actually nowadays it's the person, it's the Adam who creates a lack of balance, a conflict between the upper force and all of nature. So Adam is actually what is destroying creation. Meaning, I am that part of nature, and it actually turns out that humanity and I, it's humanity and I, but when I enter a lack of balance with nature, oppositeness with nature, humanity's goal is to find a certain shared point of contact, some sort of cooperation. And that in such a way, through that, the correction will be done, correction of all of humanity and nature. So the correction of the degrees of the still vegetative and animate are done by integration and cooperation, that is correct what you're thinking, as a result of the integration with Adam, with man. If the human treats them correctly, but he necessarily has to take into account in his intentions that he wants to elevate all the other parts of nature along with him. Meaning when we ultimately correct ourselves, we have to think about it, that all the other parts of nature participate with us. They're integrated with us. Well, automatically, if we relate to them in the right manner, and this is in accordance with the rational and correct use of all the other parts of nature other than humanity. The next question. Why is the connection, the unity between the group of men and the group of women necessary? Why is the connection, the unity between the group of men and women in humanity necessary in order to achieve the complete correction? Or where is the difference? What is the difference? Well, let's do it right now. What's the difference in their corrections? And where does it stem from? Meaning the question is the following. Why do we have to have the unity of the women and men groups? And how is the correction done? Where does the correction stem from? Again, I repeat the question. The difference between the men's group and the women's group, and why the connection between them, unity between them, is necessary for the correction. Well, the men are now immersed in thoughts. Well, let's say, for example, like in a family, if the man is by himself and he doesn't have the goal or purpose of reaching anywhere, then he's just kind of wandering around. The moment that he has a wife, meaning the female part of the group, and it is focused along with him on the goal, then the man receives a desire and yearning from it, and in such a way they yearn together. And somehow, that's how it is. Well, the simplest that I can say this is that there is light, there is desire, and there is a screen. The male part, the part of the men in the group, they have the screen, the masach, the ability to overcome. The women's part is closer to the desire itself. And the whole process of equalizing with the light, with the Creator, is only possible thanks to this connection of the masach, the ability to overcome the desire, and the desire. So the question has put us into a sort of an issue. Well, as if the answer is obvious, but it's hard to explain it. Let me try to come from that angle. The man has the possibility to correct the world through the light. But if there's no right desire that directs him, that aims him, then he would go about, like, I don't know, fishing. And specifically, as I understand, that the thought of creation, the entire thought behind it, is actually in the spiritual creation, meaning the correct contact between the male part and the female part. And as we saw, that a man can actually realize himself specifically if there is a woman with a very strong desire, then he can actually realize himself with the fullest intensity. They are really help against the man. Well, we know the goal of the goal of the men, the goal of the women, and meaning we see it in life, in nature, at home. Meaning, if the woman won't get the man out of his couch or the sofa, he'll just keep lying there on the sofa. And you have to connect the men together, so that some action will actually take place, meaning the women part has to move, motivate the men part. I'll answer the question of why we have to connect in order to correct ourselves, because the connection between the men and female parts is exactly what was given to us by the Creator. Meaning this is the correction. Yes, there is another question here, well, that we have to try and answer, meaning the difference between the female part and the male part. Exactly like in the corporeal world, we see that both with respect to the spiritual goal, there is a different perception, a different understanding. In short, the women's desire is very necessary. The men by themselves will never be enough, in spite of the experience, in spite of no matter what. The men group simply cannot exist without the women, without their support. We may not be able to see it, but it is simply impossible. for a man, it's not enough for him to have a family, but rather we need more than that. We need our Kabbalist group to be built out of two parts, and a male part, the men part, do their particular work, and then the women's part do their work. We see that in the lesson, and that non-stop pressure will force us to develop, to keep moving. And this relationship that we see in a family is also exists and is realized in a spiritual work, when we actually work with the Creator, towards the Creator. The group, the female group. An answer is in this picture. The Creator is first of all, well, he appears through Keter Chochma Binah. Through these three upper parts, he creates Zeranpin, that's and the male part, and then the female part, Malchut. In allegory, it is told as man's creation, and out of his rib, the woman was created. And also on the way back, even though the man's part is in touch with the Creator, without the help, without the desire, without the pressure of the women's part, they cannot attain that connection. And we have to remember that. Now, for the meanwhile, we don't yet feel that. Maybe a little bit. We feel it in a way of help. It gives us a little bit more balance in the groups, men, that we get through the women's group. But really, in the future, we'll feel it even more. We see that in such a way that we must not forget how our desire was created, our prayer. When we should never forget any part of creation. We have to see all of that, everything as together, as one, integrally, and try to work with each of these parts, each of these elements, and not to put aside or neglect any of them. Because the freedom of choice only exists in us, and it is our responsibility that in our intentions, all of these parts of creation will participate. Yes? A question? From you? Well, okay. Are the microphones ready? Well, go ahead. Every group, one question. Yes? If you have one. Or maybe everything is clear. Our entire lesson and workshop were dedicated to the fact that we nonetheless have to, beyond our integration of the group, as a group with the Creator, we have to integrate with, all of reality. Remember that all of this is one complete Malchut of Ein Sof. And even though in this whole one, only we, how shall I say this, only we are the part that implements, that realizes, it's forbidden for us specifically because of that to forget about all the other parts. So because of this, we engage in children's education and in general in everything that's, in fact, the Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the ideological foundation of the next generation that is now forming, and we are obligated to give them that same foundation. Well, do the women have any question? Yes. We have a question. In order to be more precise, when you asked how to divide up the proportion equally or not, it turns out that the proportion is equal between the family, the wife, the Creator. No, the main thing is the group, because in it we acquire the conditions, the foundation, the freedom of choice, the intention, the connection with the Creator, the possibility to work with the Creator, everything. Everything actually remains in the Kabbalist group, among the men in the Kabbalist group. Everything comes to its solution there. And the women, I mean the women's group, humanity, are, if they cleave onto them, and the entire nature, still vegetative and animate together, everything comes to the solution within the men's group. The women add their desire, their pressure, but within this network that is created between the desire of the men, because they, specifically they, those who are directed towards bestowal, even though we don't they still lack the pressure towards that that has to come from the women's part. It's like Zerampin with respect to Malchut, meaning they need one another, and each one, by understanding his task, completes the other, completes the other part, and it forms this sort of an integral Kli. We need to talk about it, think about it. But I had to kind of collect all of this, put it together and talk about it, so that nonetheless in our convention we'll have some sort of a conversation about it and we'll be able to somehow go through this question. Rav, you said that if a woman and a man are separated or divorced and they study Kabbalah, so I support you. Well, but if the man and the woman have gotten to a divorce, but they are like good friends, they have friendly relationships, and they are as if, I'm not talking this way, but what we said before earlier, I didn't express myself as decisively as you say it. You have to see everything in the right way with respect to the conditions only, so that it won't affect the group's spiritual advancement. I have a question with respect to working in a workshop. When you get a certain state, a certain situation, an internal state of falling, losing tension, almost falling asleep, what should you do at that moment, in a workshop, if it happens in the workshop? Well, it means that you are not integrated in the work with the others. You simply have to integrate with everyone. You have to consider each friend as though it's divinity itself talking from their throat. And specifically here, I feel the opposition, the objection. That's true, and you have to work on that. Exactly, that is the work, practically. So I have to try and maximally hear the friend above my states. Certainly, yes. Rav, in my correction, well, we correct the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate, if we relate to them correctly. Yes, so it turns out that following that, they are in bestowal? No, they cleave unto us like the rest of humanity. So they remain the way they are now. They're the same, yes. What's wrong with that? Well, thank you. Only then they were already called angels, meaning the same forces of nature that cleave unto us and are corrected are called angels. These forces of the still, vegetative, and animate. Please tell me, if a person receives a certain moment when he comes to realize that he is completely egoistical and everything that he did beforehand was just, bluff, and you're shocked because everything falls apart and you no longer know what to do in your thoughts, in your actions, and from that point, how do you start moving? Because a shock starts and you don't know how to continue. Meaning, nothing good ever happened in your life. Everything was just mistakes and problems. No, it's as if it was all imaginary. You come to realize that it's as if it wasn't real. And then you just want to be better, but you don't know what to do. Will you act correctly, behave correctly? Will you give a good advice? Or maybe there are specific things you need to do. You have to integrate in the group. There is nothing else. If you want to start acting correctly, you can't do it by yourself, only from the center of the group. And by the way, until your entire previous life would pass before you and you'll see that you've only made mistakes, that nothing came. This is not still the recognition of evil. Yes. We had at the time of the discussion two questions. We said that the Creator, the family, and I. So who is I? I don't have a soul yet. It's not my body. I is the point in the heart. I is that point that is drawn to the Creator. And what is family? What is the family? Two people who are living together in the same place and are like strangers? It's the your constant physical stimulation. What is constantly poking you, holding you. Hello, Rav. In Petach Tikva, there is a group of Bnei Baruch where, as we all know, they have very special relationships there between people. And everybody is special there, not like us. No, they hate one another. The women hate one another. They can't stand one another. There's enormous number of problems there. Why? I mean, we see them and they're so sublime, so high, so loving. You have children? You love them? Yes. You don't love them? Not so much? Well, my son didn't come to the convention with his wife, so... Oh, that's because you're egoistical. You want to force the others. Yes, I do. Well, when a mother has a small child in her hands, isn't that the most beautiful thing that there is? Yes, on the whole planet. So, what we love appears to us as beautiful. And this is why Petach Tikva, the group of Petach Tikva, is so beautiful for me. Yes? Thank you. About, in Ukraine once, there was a whole settlement that was able to build a house within a day. Is it possible that in a Kabbalist group, when people get together and they give their effort, their force, in order to help the others? Well, I think that the Creator will bring us to that. He will evoke very great changes in economy. A huge number of people would be unemployed, won't have work, and they'll realize that in order to survive, they simply would have to connect. And in such a way, they would find the right method with our help, to the right way to connect. But they'll find it, and only this way they'll exist, and they'll make changes accordingly. And because this will already be a connection in a higher degree, it would nourish everyone with a huge energy. Baal HaSulam writes about it in his book of The Final Generation. So I think we're going towards that. Either through dissemination and awareness, or by very strong blows. But this way or the other, humanity would soon realize that without the right connection, that along with which comes the education and the knowledge, without all of that, it's impossible to do anything. That's what we see in Europe nowadays. They wanted to connect without any preparation, without any inner preparation, any preceding preparation. And here you can see that now everything is now kind of opening up. And they'll have a great problem now. They're going to have huge blows. Everything will simply fall apart, will collapse, will break, just in order to show people that connection is necessary. The direction is correct, but not according to this ideology, not this capitalistic ideology, where each one is pulling toward to himself as much as he can, but rather to the opposite. So we'll build things accordingly. Yes, who's there? I want to ask a question about the circles. During the workshop, each one of us is trying to put his effort in the center of the group. And if in the middle of the circle I see that in the process, as if we don't have unity, it doesn't work for us, what should I personally do? Or what should we as the whole circle do in order for it to work out? Well, try somehow to hint to them or unite them, do something. If that's how it appears to you, then you have to invest an effort in that. First of all, your personal effort, and try to awaken them. But it's not isn't that my incorrect, uncorrected perception? That's how I see that? It doesn't matter. We have to act out of what we feel. Otherwise, I can just say, everything that is outside of me is the Creator. I don't have to correct anything. And then I won't have any point out of which I'll be able to make that scrutiny. Rav, I understood you the following, that way, that we must all search, try to locate the Creator. What about Malchut? How to put that together? We talked about that. We had questions about that in our previous workshop in the morning. In general, everything that exists is called Malchut. Malchut of the desire, kingship of the desire, because he's the king, he rules. So from that egoistical form of the desire, we need to transform it to the form of bestowal, to working in bestowal. So, all of us together comprise the nature of the still vegetative and animate, as well as humanity. We are all Malchut. We comprise Malchut. Please say, what does it mean in a circle to talk or to ask a question from your heart or from your brain? I catch myself sometimes in a workshop that in the thought that all I have are routine and things, and you know, and I don't really try to look for an answer. As we learned, that you should search for the answer out of the center of the group. Rather, only these banal routine things come up to me. You have to open up your heart, try and feel all the others, and out of this sensation, try and assemble, put together some sentences. In the beginning, they'll be, you know, about the group. Later on, maybe all the others can understand them. There cannot be any thoughts. A thought is the outcome of the desire. So, first we have to achieve the integral sensation. Thanks. Well, last question. Rav, I have a question about the workshop. During the workshop, what should I put in the first priority? To try and overcome my resistance? Or to try and scrutinize together a certain issue? Or reach a certain point of agreement? I don't quite understand. How can I discuss any issue with anyone if I'm not in connection with him? The main thing is, the most important is, in the study, in the workshop, in dissemination, in everything, the main thing is that initial connection. And only out of a shared kli that was built out of the connection of, well, let's say, the friends, out of the opposites, only out of that we can continue and do something, to act, to think. If you have your individual thoughts and your individual desires, and out of that you try to do something, you'll never find the truth. It just always seems to me that they're just saying nonsense and all of that. That's very good. And I can't focus so that we would all reach the same point of agreement. Don't fight that. Just let that be. And just enter into their words. Enter them. Stop fighting with yourself. Make the opposite action of moving into them. Thank you. Well, Rav, I have a question. If a person comes to such a state that after he went through shame with respect to all of humanity, such shame that he's willing to bury himself inside the ground. And then comes a state of indifference, complete indifference. But you want to correct everything. And you see how much the people around you are great and they're working and you're unable to do anything. And to what benefit are you even here for? How can you even live onwards? That is a wonderful sensation that is called recognition of evil. Recognizing the evil of your nature. When a person is shown very clearly from above that throughout his entire life he only did bad to people. Because of him, people died. Because of him, all kinds of troubles and problems happened. And he's being reminded of all of that. It's being done this way on purpose. They're presenting this movie, this film before the person is feeling that. And ultimately comes a certain summary of why did I even leave all of that for? It's better if I simply could erase this whole film. This is called recognition of evil. We didn't do anything by ourselves. We were simply passed through this life. And even now they're running that very same movie. In order for us to come to this awareness, we'll recognize our ego as bad, evil, and we will want to correct it. And this is the correction, is the normal integration in the group, and systematically working on it in the group, the lessons, dissemination. So you need not cry, because it's not you at all. And it's not humanity, it's the Creator who is doing all of this for us. He's the one that is showing us this movie in our mind, in our inner vision, so that we would realize that our situation is negative. It is filthy, broken, corrupted. And we need to accept all of this correctly. I understand you. I experienced all of this by myself, and I was eating myself up. And you know, when you just eat yourself up on everything, until a person acquires the correct and stable relation to all that he's shown. On no circumstances, don't enter any negative sensations. And this means that you are disrespecting all of the Creator's actions with respect to you. He is toying with you, with me, with all of us, in order to show all of us what is good and what is bad. This is how we operate in this whole entire game. So, don't fall into the degree of the sensation, rather to the opposite. Constantly rise into the degree of the general providence management, and out of that, look at the world. We will now hear a few announcements and a presentation. I'm very much asking nobody should go anywhere. Let's simply all continue our seminar, our workshop, and we are all responsible for everybody to be here together. Anybody who leaves is actually betraying us.